friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Brave 10-year-old as he outsmarts would-be kidnappers and doorbell camera catches it all. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Few things terrify a parent more than hearing about a case of kidnapping, particularly if it has occurred in their own community. So, when David Dowlin of Riverton, Utah, learned that his son Graydon was nearly a victim himself, he was incredibly shaken. 10-year-old Graydon had a regular after-school routine that he followed three times each week, walking from his basketball coach's home just two doors down to his own. The short walk from his coach's house to his was about 200 feet, certainly a very short walk. On one recent ordinary day, Graydon found the short trip to be anything but routine when he noticed a suspicious white car following him along the route. Inside, there were three men who began to talk to Graydon. They said, "Hi," and Graydon instinctively began walking faster. When they told him they had candy and that he should get in the car, Graydon ran. Graydon is one pretty smart kid. He knew enough to be scared and wary of the situation, recognizing the attempt at kidnapping for what it was. Unfortunately, some kids might not. He's pretty brave too. When Graydon reached his front door, he found the door to be locked. When the strangers noticed that he could not get into the home, they put their car in reverse and backed closer to him and his front door. And though Graydon was even more frightened at this, he demonstrated quick and clear thinking. Grabbing rocks from the landscaping near his front door, he prepared to throw them had the predators come any closer. He yelled, "Mom, Mom, get away, get away!" Graydon was certainly showing the stalkers that he would not be an easy target. He ran next door and found his neighbor's door to open. Graydon ran in, locked the door, and waited, but the would-be kidnappers remained outside for several minutes. Obviously, they had very bad intentions. The near-kidnapping experience has been traumatizing for the Dowlin family. "We've been here for 14 years, and to have it happen on your front doorstep, literally, it's an eye-opener," David said. David was able to see much of the event since it had been recorded on their doorbell camera. While that was no doubt hard to watch, this story had a happy ending. The Dowlin family will be putting added safety measures in place so that none of the children walk anywhere alone. Hopefully, the stalkers will be caught and the community can rest easier. But more than anything, it's a blessing that Graydon knew how to handle the situation and is safe because of that. "And come out, those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned." John 5:29. Little boy asked a police officer to stop, and the picture of them praying together is powerful. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A powerful picture of a boy praying with a police officer at the bus stop is touching hearts all over. The thoughtfulness of the young child meant the world to LMPD officer Jan Dykes, and it served as a beautiful reminder for the rest of us of what childlike faith looks like. Sometimes, when we think about acts of kindness, we assume God is asking us to do something big. But often, it's the simplest gestures that have the most impact. A sweet little boy in Kentucky proved this when he randomly asked to pray with Louisville Metro Police Officer Jan Dykes. One day, as LMPD Officer Jan Dykes performed her morning patrol, she ended up having the sweetest moment with a student waiting for his school bus. Though the two didn't know each other, the little boy asked the police officer to stop for the best reason. "Hey, before you leave, would you mind if I prayed with you for your day and my day going to school?" he asked. Of course, Jan was more than happy to oblige his request, and the picture of the little boy praying with her is just so amazing. The police officer bent down and let this precious child pray for her, and she says he did a wonderful job. It was great, she recalled. He said, I want to pray for this officer's safety. I made a new friend. I really hope her day goes great, and hopefully she makes a lot of lives better and going to school and meeting new people. The boy's bold prayer had such a positive impact on LMPD Officer Jan Dyke's day. She even returned to the bus stop in the afternoon, hoping to thank him for his thoughtfulness. It brought a lot of joy to me for him to want to do that for me, the officer said. Unfortunately, Jan wasn't able to find him again, but the boy's act of kindness and incredible display of faith isn't something she'll soon forget. It made me happy to see someone so young, being so positive and wanting to be that light, she said. This boy's bold faith is certainly inspiring, and what a powerful reminder that God can do big things with even the smallest acts of kindness. Truly I say to you, whoever does not put himself under the kingdom of God like a little child will not come into it at all. Mark 10:15.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.